Al Jazeera Podcasts.
The growing protests around the world in support of Palestinians and against Israel's war on Gaza. The latest demonstration is in London, where thousands have been marching. A counter-rally has been cancelled, citing security concerns. But a smaller event by a group called Enough is Enough, which supports Israeli actions, is still going ahead in central London. Well, meanwhile, in the U.S., police have detained about 100 people while clearing a protest camp at Northeastern University in Boston. The university says the protesters resorted to anti-Semitic slurs. Student demonstrations against the war in Gaza have spread across the U.S. Encampments and demonstrations have sprung up from the Capitol to both coasts. But there are growing efforts by university officials and police to end the protests. Well, it's just over a week since students at Columbia University in New York began demanding their school divest from Israel. Students at Columbia, Harvard, Georgetown, MIT and George Washington University began demanding the same. Protests spread from the Northeast to campuses in Michigan, Texas and California. Now, let's get the latest on the situation in Gaza. And Israeli attacks have killed at least 32 Palestinians in the last 24 hours, including 8 children. 15 people died when Israeli forces shelled a home in Nuseirat camp in central Gaza. A number of nearby houses were damaged. The army also bombed 2 homes overnight in Rafah. At least 34,388 Palestinians have been killed since the war began. Now, a coalition of aid groups that's trying to deliver supplies to Gaza is holding a protest in Istanbul.
We will sail! We will sail! We will sail!
The Freedom Flotilla Coalition says 2 ships carrying 5,000 tons of life-saving aid are unable to leave because they've been deregistered by Guinea-Bissau. The vessels operate under that country's flag. Activists are accusing Israel of putting pressure on the West African nation. In the occupied West Bank, Israeli forces have shot dead 2 young Palestinians. It happened at the Salem checkpoint near Jenin. The victims were reportedly killed during fighting with soldiers. The Israelis later prevented ambulances from reaching their bodies.
Welcome to Necessary Tomorrows. My name is Ursula. I am an AI. And I have inferred from your online activity that you have been feeling more dread than hope when you think about the future that is coming for us here in the 2060s. So I have created a course just for you to enhance your capacity for imagining different futures. Necessary Tomorrows, an audio series by Doha Debates and Al Jazeera. Find it where you listen to podcasts.